Hello students, today we will start chapter 3 on organizational setup of the hotel. In this chapter you will learn the various organization models, advantages and disadvantages of hotel classification, duties and responsibilities of the front office staff, role of the front office staff. When we say that we are going to learn about the organization chart, what exactly does an organization chart means? It shows you the position, the hierarchy, the line of authority from up to down, and the horizontal authority from side to side. Every department has their own organization chart, and you will know that once you join the organization, where exactly you are, on what designation, whom you are reporting to you, and who are your subordinates. Accordingly, you can delegate authority, you can delegate jobs to the people who are down below. Factors impacting the organization structure of the front office includes the size of the hotel. The bigger the hotel, the more specialized staff are required. Standard of service. High-class hotels usually provide more personnel. The standard of service, according to the standard of service, we have to have people having specialized skills or technical skills in some services. Types of guests, the needs of the guest, according to the needs of the guest, the organization chart changes from organization to organization. A small hotel who does not have commercial guest or business class guest does not require a business center. So we will not have stenographers or people who take down or people who have audio visuals, etc. Since there is no convection room, types of hotel, an airport hotel may need the front decks at all times. An airport hotel is also a transit hotel. When we find that the transit hotel, in a transit hotel, we have mostly people staying for a few hours or a night. So we do not have the facilities, so the organization chart will have very few staff. But the most important in a transit hotel is the front office will have to have more staff, because there are lots of check-in, check-out time, check-out guests at different times. They do not usually check out at 12 noon, but whenever they have to take a flight, they will be checking out. And as for the schedule of the arrival of the flights, guest will be checking in. Chart depicting various departments and subdivisions of a large hotel. In this organization, this is a large hotel where we find a general manager that tops the organization. We have he is being assisted by an executive secretary who looks after the day-to-day scheduling of his appointments. Director, marketing and sales, we have the resident manager, the chief organizer, controller, human resources, director of human resources, food and beverage directors. All these departments, every department will have a director who reports to the general manager. And all the planning, the organizing, the scheduling of different activities will percolate below. The front office manager is directly responsible to the resident manager. We will go through the front office. As we see, we have the reservations department, the reception department section, the information section, the cashier section in the front office. Another very important area of the front office is the telephone exchange, where there is lots of calls coming in and going out of the hotel. There may be marketing calls, etc. In a very large hotel, the security department does not come under the front office. It is an independent department that looks after the security of the entire property. Coming to the departments that are linked with front office, it should be very clear that none of the departments in a hotel industry or in a hotel can work independently or in isolation. Like the front office cannot say, the front office staff cannot say that we do not require the support of the other departments. But they require support every moment of their working schedule. Likewise, housekeeping cannot say that they do not require the support of the front office. Each and every department in a hotel require the support and communication, coordination and cooperation from other departments. The human resource department is also an important department that helps in the training of staff, the recruitment of staff, providing the other facilities, and the public relations also expose the entire hotel to the outside world. Maintenance and engineering department is also a very important department which looks after the entire upkeep of the property and the organization. The housekeeping coordinates with the maintenance department, and the maintenance department takes over the jobs, completes the job. The same is reported by housekeeping department to the front office. For example, if a room is under repairs, a tap or the AC is not working in a room, the maintenance department will do the job as soon as it is put functional. They will inform housekeeping, housekeeping will inform front office, and the room will be put on sale. Likewise, it is very, very important that food production or food and beverage service is also important departments to the front office. Suppose sometimes a guest, for example, a guest requires a special diet. This special diet is informed to the food production department and they do the needful. And hence, there is a coordination between the front office and the food production department. Accounts department. Accounts department is related with the front office because of the settlement of the bills and the maintaining the income and expenditure statement of this department. Security department is also very, very important. As soon as front office finds that there is some problem with some guest, it informs the security department. For example, a person comes with very less baggage. He may be having just a backpack and he comes. He has made a reservation, so the hotel does not refuse him accommodation. He stays in the hotel. These type of people are called scanty baggage people, who usually comes, takes accommodation in the hotel to see the functioning of the hotel, to have a look at the area of the hotel, and may or may not be available easily. They usually spy on other people, or they may either use the facilities of the hotel and they leave the hotel without paying their bill. They are also called skippers. So the security has to be informed about such people. Even if guest is found loitering about the place, we have to inform security. So the security takes control and keeps a watch on certain of these type of people. Organization chart of a small hotel. Compared to a big hotel, a small hotel requires very less staff. You see, the corporate owner is on top, then we have the general manager, we have the front office manager, night auditor, desk clerk, maintenance groundkeeper, controller. Here in a small hotel, the most of the staff are concentrated in the food production and food service department. And the housekeeping and the front office has less staff because of the number of rooms being less. Job description of the general manager. General manager heads the whole hotel. So he directly reports to the board of directors, and hence he has a lot of managerial functions to complete. He performs the work of supervising the front office. In fact, everybody, all the other departments report to him. The heads of all the other departments report to him. In a small hotel, the general manager may be looking after the front office as additional responsibilities. He provides a leadership, he organizes things in such a way that the financial goals of the hotel are met. Plans developed by the general manager along with the departmental supervisors provide a vision for the business needs to complete for the hospitality market. Compete with the hospitality market. The plans that are developed, he alone is not responsible for developing the plans. Along with all the directors of the organization or for a particular hotel, he develops the plans. The plans may be yearly plans or the 5 years plan, etc. These plans are all related with the budget expenditure, the set budget, and the most important responsibility is that he should work within the budget. Each department has to work within the budget allotted to that department. There is a lot of communication that is percolated down below from the manager to the departmental heads. And the departmental heads may have a weekly or a fortnightly meeting with their staff and keep informing them about everything that is being planned on the general manager's level. Assistant general manager reports to the general manager directly, and in the absence of the general manager, he takes the additional charge of doing all the job responsibilities of the general manager. He works with the departmental heads to complete the goals that are set during the year. He often sees the beginning of the job and ensures that it completes it. The assistant general manager keeps all information that has to be given to the staff below. Limited service hotels do not have this type of position in the organization. Like you see in smaller hotels, the organization chart is very, very brief. You do not have an assistant general manager. Directly, the departmental heads, like the F&B manager, reports directly to the general manager. Food and beverage director. Food and beverage is a very big department in a large hotel. We find that we have all the restaurant managers, we have the room service manager, the banquet manager, the events manager, who is responsible, who reports directly to the food and beverage manager or the director. Keeps an eye on the trends, new trends of food and beverage, cost control factors, responsibility of serving food and beverage in an extension of the front office manager's duties. Food and beverage director also plans out different menu planning in coordination with the executive chef to improve upon the restaurants that are operating under him. The director, every manager of every restaurant reports directly to the F&B director. Room service manager, banquet manager, all of them report to the food and beverage director. The executive housekeeper is another department. She is the head of the housekeeping department. Her post is very, very important as she has extended duties of looking after the linen room. If there is a laundry attached to the housekeeping department, she is responsible in the functioning, effective functioning of the laundry. Responsible for upkeep of guest rooms and public areas, there is the floor supervisors who looks after every floor of the hotel. Maybe each floor have 8 to 10 to 15 rooms. Public area supervisor, control deck supervisor, linen room supervisor, laundry supervisor, all these report to the executive housekeeper directly. Besides the duty roster, the sanctioning of staff leave, her responsibility also is with lost and found property. Her additional responsibility is to visit the sick guest. Suppose there is a guest in the hotel who is not well, she usually on behalf of the hotel, she takes a bouquet of flowers with a get well card, etc. depending on the system or the standard of the organization, she goes and wishes the guest. New ideas and new techniques are very important, like the use of vacuum cleaners, the new methods of cleaning of linen, etc., has to be introduced as and when required. Interdepartmental cooperation and communication with the front desk and maintenance department. The housekeeping has a great responsibility, not only with the front office but with other departments also. Like, we have a lot of amenities provided to the guest. The availability of this amenities depends on the stores and purchase department. The stores and purchase department should see that the hotel is provided continuously with this amenities. The linen room should see that there is a continuous flow of clean linen for the guest room. The maintenance department should see that the rooms which are under repair or out of order for some reason or the other are functional as fast as possible. And the executive housekeeper has to be informed about the same. Human resource manager. Human resource is a very big department in a hotel, because every hotel has a workforce that is high, and the job turnovers are also very high. There may be reasons, various reasons, shift duties, etc., where we find that the staff usually resign very often. The standard force has to be maintained. The standard force that was decided in every department has to be maintained. And hence the responsibility of recruiting. The recruiting procedures are long. We have a lot of interviews, group discussion, seeing the skills, the technical skills of staff, because this is a specialized type of industry. Selection, orientation, training and evaluating employees, all is the work of the human resource department. HR functions can assist in preparing the job analysis and subsequent job description. As soon as the need arises for recruitment, the advertisement along with the job description will appear in the newspapers or on the website. Accordingly, the human resource manager will keep dates and keep the interview sessions ready for employing the new employees. Marketing and sales director. To attract external sales, provide direction for promoting in-house sales to the guest. This position requires endless creativity. The new promotions, the marketing, new advertisement strategies have to be used. Maybe we have to renew the entire functioning of the employees. Where training is concerned in marketing and sales, the telephone operators have to be given the new ideas about how to market when the calls come in. Mostly the reservations department is that department that leads to upselling. Upselling is that where you sell more to the guest than he requires. Convincing power and persuading power is required. This is a high energy position. In some small and medium hotels, this position may be shared with the general manager and front office manager. Yes, in most of the small hotels, we do not have this department, sales and marketing. Sales and marketing is done by the reservation department and by the general manager directly. The F&B sales and marketing is done by the banqueting manager or the events manager, or the restaurant manager. We do not have a specialized position in small hotels. Front office director. Front office director directly reports to the general manager. There are lots of jobs of the front office because it's a very big department. Once again, we have the reservations, we have the reception, we have the cashier, we have the information, We have the bell decks and the uniform staff. In a small hotel, security department also comes under the front office director. Here once again we can see that communication system of the front office staff and other departments is very important, supervising the daily registration and checkout. Now coming to registration, the registration form or the registration document is a legal document where the hotel and the guest comes into a contract. The terms and conditions are there. So it's a very important document and we have to see that it is correctly filled up. All the details of the guest are maintained in this registration form, so we can have a record at any given time. Establishing in-house sales programs at the front desk. Preparing budgets and cost control system. And the most important thing is we have to meet targets. A room not sold for a particular day is loss of revenue. Keeping that in mind, it is very important that the front office staff, under the guidance of the front office director, are able to sell all the rooms every particular day.